Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Dave. I'm still drunk for a live show, guys. What about you?
I've still got the same clothes on.
So you have? He's wearing the same hoodie. You know, somebody said the other day on Facebook or something, they're like, why is everybody fucking wearing these hoodies nowadays? Somebody said on Facebook or something, and I thought to myself, that's that fucking hoodie that Grado was wearing. What is that, a Stone Island one?
Stone Island, aye.
Expensive, I heard, mate.
Well, I got a wee discount.
How did you get a discount?
The guy just went to me, do you not get a discount in here? And I went, no. And he went, yeah, I had a discount, kid. VIP Elite.
Famer. There you go.
It's something that perks, man. Right, it's fucking, what are you fucking...
Being the Elite right there.
Money Grado, goes to money, John, man. Producer money John. Money
goes to money. It's true, isn't it? Yeah. Well, speaking of money goes to money, I want to thank the sold-out crowd at the Wrestling Daft live show on Sunday there. What a day. It was an outrageous day of cancelable comedy, people steaming, people getting hit in the face with trifles, people, I mean, what was going on? It descended into madness and chaos, Grado.
I've got a vague memory of the trifle thing. By the way, I ended up quite steaming. And of course, nobody knew. Well, apart from, I did tell you that I was going to do the square going.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously was a bit.
Well, you'd had a couple of drinks.
I had a couple of drinks. I went out to the garage, man. Came out saying you've got a couple of drinks in you. Walking in, man, as if I was like Conor McGregor. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, the boys are going to love this, man. I'm kind of half cut. And everybody was like, I went and get yourself a coffee. That's a disgrace. I went and go get a lie down. Look at the Nicky. You can smell it off your breath, every one of them. So I went. I had a hotel room for the night, so I basically got into the garage at 7, went back round, slept at half to about 9:30 and walked round and done a square go. Thankfully, I hadn't drank a lot, but it only took a wee couple of hours in my scratch and I was squared.
Plus, you'd not been eating as well, so I think you looked more half cut than you actually were, if you know what I mean.
I ate a full pizza. You were at Waterstones or something? Remember, so for those who don't know, we stopped and watched the flip and then I've been missing for a couple of hours. He was doing, what were you, playing Warhammer or something?
I went to a coffee shop and I was actually playing my Switch, so I was playing a game on my Switch in a coffee shop while you were all watching the football. So, for a bit of context for everybody, we're doing the Wrestling Daft live show, right? We're planning it. And John has been stressing out about this, isn't he, Grado?
Aye, like, guys, we need to get together. We need to get a meeting. Guys, what are we going to do? We don't know what we're going to do.
We need to plan it. We need a plan. We need to get together. We were like, relax. We'll wing it. We'll have a laugh. No, so, no, we need to plan it. Everything has to run smoothly. We need to make sure we have a plan and all that. Halfway through the show, football goes on. I go away and have a coffee, right? Relax. Come back. The producer can barely speak. He's that drunk. He's absolutely hammered. Mister, it all has to go smoothly as... steaming, hammered by the time I get back. What happened, John? What happened in the time I was away? Did somebody spike you?
I would just like to say thanks for Box's hospitality and for the rider that they gave to us. And I'd like to thank Rab for not drinking the rider, and Grado didn't touch it much either. So me and producer Ryan basically get torn into it. So it was about 8 cans of Red Stripe in by the time we got to the second half of the show. So
I would, by the way, like to say thanks to Box because they were brilliant hosts for this, weren't they? They really were.
Brilliant. Putting on pizza, their sweeties. Oh, it was just brilliant. Just Stevie and the team, fantastic. Brilliant work for them.
They did absolutely brilliant. Turning up, I just couldn't believe it. There was boxes of celebrations everywhere. I was like, what is this? Are these real? Are these? Can we eat these? I'm just eating chocolates, man.
You were loving it, Rab.
I love chocolate. If only there was marshmallows there as well, I would have been laughing. But it was great, great hospitality, asking us if we wanted drinks, not sorting us out. And the punters who came to see it, what a bunch of, what a great bunch they were. So knowledgeable,
knowledgeable about wrestling,
knowledgeable about comedy, about current affairs. Every joke was flying. And it wasn't, quite, there was photos shared somewhere, put photos up of the show. And I saw some people saying, oh, I saw guys, no women. There were actually some women there.
There was. There was. I counted five.
I think it was more than that, John. I think it was more than that. But it's something we need to work on. Although, you know, things got a bit blokey, didn't they?
Aye, man. I was saying things. I woke up with a fear the next day, man. The shit I was talking about, and then I realised there was women in the crowd. And aye, John, I don't know if you can put much of that up and on it.
Do you know what? It's all right. I've been going through it with a fine tooth comb at the moment, and I've found about four or five cancelable bits. Which I've edited out, so that's fine.
By the way, I just want to clarify, they're not actually cancelable bits.
No, they're not.
They're not actually cancelable.
Is it Rab?
There was one or two for Rab. One or two. Most of it was for you, Grado. Once you got to the second half of the show and you were on stage on your element and just, you know, we're meant to be chatting to Coach Tripp, who kindly came along and did a chat with us, and you just took over and then just went down a whole avenue of wrestling road stories.
You should be sending Grado, you should be sending Jericho the footage of you getting everybody to sing Judas.
That was good. Got a right buzz out of that. I've got a video of that, actually. Someone sent in a video of that.
The big thing I got the fear about, and I'm trying to use it to remind me, because I was going to ask you in the group chat, but obviously I phoned Bray Wyatt and he answered and said, and he went, hello. And I shot myself and hung up. But then, did I leave a voicemail?
A deathly silence fell across the room after that happened. It was like, ding, 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 ding. He won't answer. Hello? And then it was like a deathly silence across the room. It was unbelievable. You could hear the pin drop.
Then hug up. But did I leave a voice note?
Ran away from the stage. You ran to you ran off, thinking you could avoid this phone call. You ran off the stage and up to the back of box for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Anyway, it was a good time. It was a good time. Ali McDonald, by the way, sent some post-show antics in as Grado splatted somebody with a cream pie. Wasn't it a cream pie? It was a trifle. I was right there. I was just about to leave, right? And I was talking to this guy, and this guy came up and he said, oh, Rab, really enjoyed the show and all that. And a guy was being really nice and just chatting away to me. Can I get a wee 40? I gave him a 40, right? And then he was standing there, and we turned around, and Grado went like that with a trifle. Bang! Full force in this boy's dish, right? And the cream and the jam with the trifle just completely covered this guy who was standing beside me, the head to fucking toe. Now I'm talking about, he was about to go to the ICW show, right, as well. And then all of a sudden, he was all fucking covered in cream. By the way, didn't he sell? And somehow, even though I was standing beside the guy, I was completely fine. I had like one wee speck or something.
I didn't appreciate how far it was going to go. And it was all the flair and all that. And I felt terrible because Box had been like great hospitality. And I done the trifle spot and I bailed and just went out.
I just don't know what happened, because one minute you were just talking away and then, not in fact, I remember you, Grado, you were holding a trifle, right? And I came up to you and you went like that. You doing it? That was all you said. No context, no explanation of what you meant. You just holding a trifle, you looked at me and you went, you doing it? And I was like, nah. Like, whatever that says, no. We're doing it. Went and dealt with that guy, and then like suddenly a boy had his tap off, and then he was getting, and mate, there's putting something in somebody's face, and then there's what you did.
Would you like to see a replay of this? I've got it here.
It was getting hit with a sledgehammer with a trifle attached to it, is what it was like.
I will let you say this was Mr. Platinum CBD as well.
This is Ben from Platinum CBD, yep.
It was Ben for Platinum CBD. Platinum
Ben, who's a top one. It was, do you know what? It was great meeting everyone. It was great meeting everyone.
It was great, man.
But that boy's got something about him, by the way. He's got something about him, that boy. He's known much of the CBD. He's climbing the ceilings, that guy.
Right, here we go. He is.
Oh, it's a Serbian man.
Love that.
Do you see the guy standing beside me?
You
can see him in it. We're watching the footage, you know, the trifle hit. The trifle smash heard around the world, right? Here it is, right. Do you see that guy with the black t-shirt standing right there?
Yes.
That's mental. So what's his name again?
Ben. What was the background behind it?
Well, I was on the side of the stage for the second half of the show, and he kept stunning, he kept tapping me when I was on the stage, going, "Yeah, what, the trifle?" And I was going, am I missing something? I was like, what's with the trifle? And like, you know, I didn't ask him that on the stage, but he just kept poking me, going, "Hey, what, the trifle, the trifle?" And then I come off the stage and he was like, "Hey, did you like your trifle?" I was like, "I don't get, why did you have a trifle?" And he went, "So you can put it on me, put it in my face." I was like, "All right, well, you want me to do it then?" He says, "Aye." And he took his tap off and just hit me in the head with a trifle. I've no reason why he wanted it done, but...
Brilliant.
Well, Ben, I was speaking to Ben as well. Him and his mates, they go, they've been at like WrestleMania and all that sort of stuff, and he was showing me loads of videos of him and his mates just taking bumps into fountains and across ironing boards and hotel rooms and all sorts of mad shit, so...
And a couple of boys, I'd like to apologise, but to the guy that came up to me when Rangers were getting beat 2-0 and went, "Can you do a video for Kyle Customs 2018? How about get to fuck?"
You denied a video for Frankie.
Well,
I did the video, but then my team had just won.
Exactly, man. It was like, well, 2-0 down. The last thing I wanted to do was start getting shout-outs to folk.
You were very grumpy during the football grade.
Oh, mate. And by the way, folk were brand new, actually. Folk were coming up to me and like, I kind of thought I was going to get bammed up a bit more than what I did, but folk were in good form.
Yeah.
I think people were more up for your show than they were for the football. I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Greg, who was at the live show and was a bit worse for wear after it, has been in touch, and he says, "Dear Wrestling Daft, I thought I'd email in again and try and redeem myself with the live show."
That's a bit of hash smoker, Ben has.
Well, the show, as you could probably tell, I was barely in a state to form a coherent sense. Never mind explain ChatGPT, so I'll try my best in this email. So this boy was a guy, we're talking about ChatGPT, and I said, "Does anybody know what it is?" And this boy raised his hand and says, "Right, come up and explain to everybody what it is then." And the guy was, I don't know what was going on with the guy, but he was in his right mind, was he? So he says, so here's what he's saying. He says, ChatGPT is a language processing AI where it provides an answer to any question using the appropriate language, song lyrics, computer code, language translation, etc. Or basically, you ask it shite and it responds with scary robot accuracy. Here's another one I tried. He says, with a promo of Grado calling out Mr. Blobby. All the best and apologies again. Drugs are for mugs, he says. Greg. Right, so here we go. So what he'd done for us on the day of the show is he'd asked ChatGPT to write a Bray Wyatt promo for me, right? So here now is ChatGPT's version of Grado calling out Mr. Blobby. So ChatGPT has wrote this. On you go, Grado.
Welcome to the show, folks. Now, as you all know, I've been in the wrestling game for a long time.
Stop a minute, by the way. I love the thought. The thought of a wrestler saying at the start of a promo, "Welcome to the show, folks." Right, go for it.
I face some of the biggest, baddest, and craziest wrestlers out there, but there's one wrestler I've been itching to take on for a long time, and that wrestler, my friends, is Mr. Blobby.
Audience laughs.
I know what you're thinking, folks. Mr. Blobby is not a wrestler. He's a TV personality, but I don't care. I'll take on anyone who's willing to step in the ring with me. And Mr. Blobby, if you're listening, I'm calling you out.
Cheers and applause.
I mean, come on, Blobby. You've been running about in TV for years, causing chaos and mayhem. But let's see how you fare in the ring. I'm willing to bet you don't have what it takes to face me.
Ooh.
I'm not saying I'm the toughest wrestler out there, but I'm willing to bet that I could take down Mr. Blobby in under 2 minutes. And if I can't, I'll let you all come down the ring and pelt me with custard pies. So, Blobby, what do you say? Are you willing to stick up and take on the challenge? Or are you too chicken to face a real wrestler?
Ooh.
I'm waiting, Blobby. Let's see what you're made of.
Oh, I like it.
So, is he basically just typed into this ChatGPT, "Can you do a promo with Grado, the wrestler, calling out Mr. Blobby?" And that's what it's wrote.
It's incredible, though. It's too specific. I think he's just faking it and he's written this.
No.
Do you know what? See, for next week, I'm going to try some more ChatGPT things and we can get some promos that you can read out next week and see if it actually works.
I would see. Hold on, let's see. Can you actually load it up? I've loaded it up here. You need to sign up. No, fuck that, man.
I'll do it for next week.
Fuck that, man. I'm not signing up to fucking end, man. No chance, man.
No, man.
No fucking way, mate.
Oh wait, I think I've got to log into it. Well, just say, so hold on, just say, can you do, what we say, can you make a, let's see, a wrestling promo where TV star Robert Florence calls out who?
Grado.
Sidney Devine. Can you make a wrestling promo where TV star calls out Sidney Devine? Let's put it in. Let's load in. Sure, he's a rock. Well, here we go. Oh my God.
Read it out.
Oh my God. Right. The camera cuts to a dimly lit arena. Robert Florence is standing in the centre of the ring with a microphone in hand. And then you say, well, well, look what we have here. It's Sidney Devine, the so-called Scottish King of Country. You may be a big name in the music world, but tonight you're in my world, the world of professional wrestling. The crowd roars with excitement as Sidney Devine's theme music hits and he makes his way to the ring.
Fuck off, can we do as a saying?
Oh no, man, Sidney Devine, what's the matter, Robert? Are you feeling a little intimidated by the King of Country? Matt Florence, intimidated? Ha, you don't intimidate me, Sidney. You may have a following in the music world, but in this ring, I'm a star, and tonight I'm going to prove it by taking you down one move at a time. Sidney Devine, you talk a big game, Robert, but can you back it up? Rav Florence, oh, I can back it up all right, and when I'm done with you, you'll be begging for mercy. So let's get this show on the road, Sidney. The Scottish King of Country versus the Scottish TV star, may the best man. the crowd goes wild as the wrestlers square off in the ring, ready to battle it out for supremacy. That's insane, man!
Unbelievable. Tell you what, I'd make money at the pavilion, that. that was great. John, maybe cut the Stephen Hawking bit at the top.
Okay.
Think that was bad?
No, but that fucking Sidney Devine bit is amazing. That's amazing. We need to do more with that. We should try and book a whole wrestling show that's just like that. I don't know. We should do something with that, man. Right. Anyway, John Maguire says, my brother's mate was the BT engineer who eventually fixed Grado's broadband. Even did a wee video for him while he was there. Mm-hmm. Luckily, Grado never buried him like he did Tiger. What about that?
That was jazz, an absolute lifesaver.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Pud has sent in a discount code for a B-Day. So there we go. It says, it's here. My 1 month review of the world's best toilet seats coming tomorrow. Genuinely, these things are life changing. So 10% off using, what is that? Is it Carol 10?
Carol 10, yeah.
Carol 10 at checkout at washloo.co.uk. If you're wanting to get your shiter properly jet washed. Hello, boys. Now, who is this? Sparko for Bonnie Rigg. Hello, boys. I've recently been catching up the podcast and started back when all this shite with CM Punk was kicking off last year. I really enjoyed all three of your opinions on it and decided to keep listening chronologically. So there's me working from home. I'm tapping away in my laptop. I've got episode 212 on in the background. It's about an hour in when Grace... when Grado starts reading something out, and in the background, you can hear someone's arse choking out a fart. I stopped dead in shock. I stopped dead in shock and waited for one of them to acknowledge it, but neither of them did. The fart happens at... the fart happens at 10149 on episode 212. I've listened to it about 10 times and I can't figure out who does it. Grado was my go-to.
Of course he was.
But he's reading something out and doesn't miss a beat, which has led me to believe it was John. Oh, here we go. Rab was off that week, so it couldn't be him. Good, I'm free. We need this sorted, boys. Possible ladder match. Winner didn't fart. Maybe stretch it out for SummerSlam. Much love, Sparko and Bonnie Rigg. Either of you remember who did the fart.
Right, well, I've got this. And I don't think it's a fart. I don't think it's a fart.
Let me hear.
Right. Okay. Right, so we'll go back to 10149 on episode 212. Here we go, right? So
this is interesting.
Right, I don't think it's a fart. I don't know what he's hearing, but let's go to this and see what you think, guys. Right, so we're at episode 10149, yeah? 10149. Yep. Okay. Here we go. We'll take it from 30. Here we go. Right, so look out for 10149. Okay, we're starting at 10130. Here we go. And this is a really bad version of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Is that like a suki cup?
Brilliant.
Right. Craig says mine's simple. The Killer Bees tag team figures.
By the way, this one's a good one. Just Dennis Lager. Always wanted a WrestleMania 17 poster, iconic, and it was at the peak of my childhood watching.
Right, that's an that's not a fart there, is it?
Go back. It might be. Let me hear.
That's not fart. Right, okay, here we go.
Here we go. 4 seconds.
That's a good one. Dushan Tennis Lager. Always wanted a WrestleMania 17 poster, iconic, and it was at the peak of my childhood watching.
That's an That's not a fart.
That's an I remember you reacting to that. That's a false alarm, man. That's
is it, John? Is it you going,
Yeah, it's me going,
But why were you doing that noise? Is it because you were squeezing a fart?
No, it's because it was something about Hacksaw Jim Duggan, was it? Oh, hold on. Let's there we go. Right, there you go.
That's a good one. Dushan Tennis Lager. Always wanted a WrestleMania 17 poster, iconic, and it was at the peak of my childhood.
Yeah, it was WrestleMania 17. There we go. Aye, that's fine. That's not a fart. It
sounds a bit like a fart.
I just asked ChatGPT who's the bigger farter between Grado and producer John McNally. It's I don't have access to personal information or habits of individuals, including Grado and John McNally. Moreover, discussing personal habits or behaviours, especially in a derogatory manner, is not a respectful or appropriate topic of conversation. Let's focus on more positive and respectful topics. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Jeez, so got the wrong person in there asking for more respectful topics, was lot. Murray for DDP Yoga has pointed us in the direction of DDP putting us over ahead of him coming to Glasgow.
John.
He has. Wait to see this.
April 22nd, we'll be in Glasgow.
And we're going to be at the Strathclyde Sports Centre.
And doors open at 12 o'clock, actually at 11 o'clock, doors open on that Saturday, the 22nd. But get there early, because as soon as you walk in, Paige and I are going to greet you. We're going to get a picture of us all together. And then we'll get into Inspiration Meets Perspiration, an inspirational talk. I'm going to teach any of the newbies that come in how to do the Diamond Dozen. And then we're going to get into the workout. So this is going to be like two and a half hours. So 22nd in Glasgow. Looking forward to seeing my boy Murray, who's one of the best instructors in all the UK. He's right there in Glasgow with you. And Grado. I know I was messing up your name before, mate, but I got it down now. And Rob, Grado and Rob are both going to be there, so it's going to be a great time. The next day, we're going to be...
Cut it. Are we going to be there, Grado? Are you going to be there?
We need to go now.
We're going to need to go now, aren't we? We're going to need to go now.
I wanted to go ahead. I really need to get to it and try and figure out the Diamond Dozen.
He's some man, isn't he?
He's a great guy, man.
Who's get caught when you were wee boys watching the WCW and the WWE? There's Diamond Dallas Page talking about the two. He's coming out of his class.
When you dreamt in a million years, that would happen. Absolutely amazing. If you want to get in touch with us about any of that, or just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter, Wrestling Daft, on Instant Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Now, you want to get on our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft, because let me tell you something, that is how you get the special treatment when we do the live shows and stuff, you know what I mean? I was talking to a few people at the live show, and they were patrons, and I was saying to them, you're a patron and all that, you get a special cuddle, you get a special wee bit of time, a bit of man-on-man time, maybe even get a trifle smash in your face. patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. You can get involved in our Discord. It's a great community. Sign up, support the show, and you'll be the first person to know when we do another live show. If we do another live show, are we going to do another live show, boys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you'll be able to hear the live show with all the bits edited out. So you can't repost it. We'll be putting that up.
They can screen record it, Rob.
10 minutes. You'll be able to see 10 minutes of the live.
10 minute preview.
So that's going to go up. We got the audio version going up this week. Once you guys have been able to listen to it and go, cut that, John.
I think Rab's all right.
Rab's fine. There was one thing that Rab said that I had to take out, involving a certain wrestler.
Every week we separate the poached eggs for the scrambled eggs as we bury and put our stuff for wrestling. What does that mean, John? Does that mean you don't like poached eggs and you love scrambled eggs?
That is exactly what that means.
You don't like a poached egg?
But no, what I would say is, if you had the option of a scrambled egg as opposed to a poached egg, you would take a scrambled egg every time.
I struggle with poached eggs. Ian Gordon at the Pavilion told me he was a wee boy and he worked with a guy. and he came in the morning and he said he was having sex with his wife, and he says that he ended up coming out of her belly like a poached egg in her belly button, and it always gives me the fear every time I see a poached egg. I left something like a poached egg in her belly button. That's apparently the way you say that.
Christ. I'd be going to the fucking GP if I had yellow stuff, though. I had a fucking yolk in my spunk. Doctor, I've got yolk in my spunk. Is that normal? I love a poached egg, by the way. I love a poached egg. I'm a big fan of, you know, like an Eggs Benedict.
Oh, mate, the best.
Or like any kind of stack type thing with avocado or whatever, where we poached egg on it, is for me.
You fucking changed Roar Forns. Boy changed for the fucking... What? Boy, for the fuck it. Where's it? Were you Castle Milk?
My dad used to make Hoomy.
Aye.
No, Ballonlock, North Ballonlock. Near Springburn. My dad used to make beautiful poached eggs. He was good at making poached eggs. I love poached eggs. I love scrambled eggs as well. I love eggs in general. I love a fried egg.
I like a fried egg. I like a...
You like a runny yolk, Gredo?
Love it, mate. I love dipping toast in it, soldiers and all that. Oh,
do you ever have Mama... Mama used to call it eggy cup cups.
Oh, eggy cups, amazing.
Which was just basically love just that. Egg all smushed up.
Egg in a cup.
Load of butter, load of butter, pepper, off.
Do you know what Mama used to call egg mayonnaise?
What?
Eggy Ming. Eggy Ming. Got a piece of eggy Ming. And see the amount of times I've said it in public and people go, what the fuck is eggy Ming?
I love an egg mayonnaise.
I hate egg mayonnaise. See the combination of
food. I love it. See with hunters of salt. And by the way, you might think that crest pushes are just for show, but actually, it's nice. What is it? Watercress you cry or something? Watercress.
I love eggs. Eggs are the best. Come on, team eggs. Bullet Club.
Yeah.
Eggs Club.
I remember one thing. Remember how my father used to sell? My mum and father used to sell eggs.
Did they?
What?
Aye. That was my mum and dad's business for years. They used to sell eggs.
And there was someone down the road.
I've never heard this in my life, Gredo. Never heard this in my life.
Someone down my road has stood that as well.
Did they have chickens?
Aye, but they were frauds, man. They were fraudulent. They used to advertise it as good firm eggs. They used to go, they're good firm eggs. I get them for a wee firm on the other side of beef. But what they used to do was just go to the fucking...
Cash and carry?
Aye, sort of. Aye, and kid on. Everybody was fresh eggs. Anyway, one night I was actually in a gay bar with Liam Dolan, and see that Little Mix song? Shout out to my ex! Liam Dolan went, that's your most famous song, shout out to my ex. I remember one time when I went and wrote, because I had a column in the Daily Record, and I was talking about my mum and dad's egg run, and the Daily Record shared it, and there was all these comments like, oh, good article, and all this, whatever. Then one wrote, this family are fraudsters. I know for a fact they get them from the shop in Dorai and all that. And I was going, oh, no, that's going to kill me. Oh, no. But I showed my mum and dad, they were going, how'd you get that done, Graham? How'd you get that done? Tell me take that off.
Fucking brilliant, man. Right. So is there anyone want to bury my... I want to put the Wrestling Daft live show. Right. I want to put our Buff Bagwell for Denny's cameo so well. Sandman for Denny's cameo so well. And what is the other boy?
RJ City. That was brilliant. Thanks to Brian, by the way. Brian sorted out a cameo from RJ City, which basically cut a promo on Gredo, and it was brilliant.
Maybe we need to go out to Ireland today, day one, so that Brian can come.
That's a sin.
We'll go out to Ireland. What we'll do is we'll schedule the next Wrestling Daft live show for another Old Firm game, and we'll go to Ireland to do it.
What about sometime in July we could do it?
That'd be nice. So I want to put her all them. Wrestling-wise, what do I want to put her? What have I seen? Because I have watched a wee bit of stuff. Oh, here, I'll tell you. I'll bury something.
What?
Can you guess what I'm going to fucking bury? Bray Wyatt. With the fucking embarrassment of that fucking Firefly Funhouse Muscle Man dance thing happening again. You know what I mean? After everything, after all this build up and all that and all this bullshit for all these months, and we're back just where he was, doing the same fucking shtick. Terrible.
Hey, the sheets were saying that Bray Wyatt asked for a match with Lesnar at Mania, and Lesnar refused it.
There is no way Brock Lesnar is wrestling Bray Wyatt. Not a fucking chance.
He's getting the night off on that Osmus. They're not doing much. Well,
he's just... I just feel like Lesnar's not going along with any of that fucking nonsense. There's nothing. And I feel sorry. I feel sorry for Bobby Lashley that he's going to have to deal with it. You know what I mean? Anyway, so I'm burying that. What about you? Anything to bury, anything to put over? Oh, great. Oh, Grado. John, you were at the ICW show.
I know. Can I just say I put over ICW? It's the first ICW show I've been to, God knows when, 4 or 5 years. And I had a thoroughly, thoroughly good time. And I thought it was great. Good to see, obviously, they've got the deal now with Fight Plus and doing stuff on Fight TV. I just thought it felt like ICW again. I don't know. Did you feel like, I mean, Grado, you obviously... Well, by the way, shout out, Grado's pop was the biggest of the night when Grado came out. It was the biggest pop of the night, I would say. And
look at his wee face, man. Look at his wee face. <laughs> It's the end, isn't it?
But no, it was cracking.
I know Grado was raging, by the way. I know fucking Grado was raging that it was the footage of that lassie's bump that was going everywhere. on the fucking Monday and no his entrance.
I didn't even know that happened until the next morning. I saw it was all over. I was getting Joe, the newsreader for Go, going, can you make a comment on this, the wrestler phone for the state? I never even saw it.
I saw it and I honestly thought, holy fuck. I hadn't seen there was the security guard below her, so I hadn't seen that. I went, holy fuck, she's just twatted her head off the ring. But see, when you look back at the way she's bumped, Grado, and you'll be able to tell us better, she's like done it in a way where she's hit her back's hit the security boy and just went down onto the ring apron with her hands doing like that and kind of vaulted back. And it was like, when you see it back out, you go, that's wow. Well,
it's not something I ever really practice, is it? I know you're saying I'm a wrestler. I've never really.
It's just one of the kind of double standard things a wee bit in it though, because people have came off that balcony about a fucking 100 times at ICW.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I know, Dark. Take enough a tumble off it.
Guys have came off that balcony 100 times, and then you just kind of feel that sometimes when it's a woman that does it, there's a different level of fucking. But anyway, nobody was hot. Good show by all accounts. Grado, was it good to be back in there doing your thing?
Tell you what, I know I was going about how much I'm blowing at my arse, right? But oh my God, I came out, done a dance, whatever. I bumped 2 or 3 guys. Just do a couple of clotheslines and that. And then done a thing with Jason Reed where I spat Iron Brew and his face is missed. And by the way, I had to just cower down into a corner. I was going, I'm gassed. I couldn't breathe after I had just done that. I thought, this is a disgrace, man. And I'm going to the referee. I'm going to Sean McGoughlin. I'm going, I'm fucked. What'll I do here? And he went, just eliminate yourself.
Eliminate yourself. So what did happen? How did you get eliminated?
Jason Reed took me out.
Oh, did he?
Gave him a Death Valley driver, picked him up and went to launch him out, and he turned around and shit canned me out.
Right. So is that a story yet to be told then?
No.
Don't keep me in suspense, wrestling fans. There's no story to be told for them.
Kev wants to put your solo Sokoa. He's brilliant. And
by the way, can I just say, but because you were saying, John, for the ICW show, for what I saw backstage, was brilliant, and everybody bust their ass, and it was a great show. And I've watched some of it back, and I do agree with you. It felt like old times, without a doubt, and they done well to sell out, so it was brilliant to see. Dallas is a man.
Yeah, I mean it's just it's good to see. It's exciting to see what they're going to be doing next.
Of course, man.
Now that they're free of the WWE thing. Louise wants to put her Wrestling Daft live and Grado enter on the Square Go and Molly Spartan in Rio. Daniel wants to put her the live show, obviously. Also want to put her the North American title open challenge in NXT this week. Made the title feel important with loads of people trying to run to the ring, brawling everywhere until a returning guy sprints by everybody and in. Quality stuff. Andy wants to bury this Lesnar Omos shite. What a waste of a Lesnar match. This is Vince's fingerprints all over it. Do you think it's that bad, really, the match? I don't think it's that bad.
What?
That Lesnar match.
Oh, I know. That'll be in 5 or 6 minutes. I'd be surprised if it goes long.
It's just two big guys. You just want to see Lesnar flinging that giant guy about, right?
I've not seen really much of that guy at all. He's, you know, like the tallest guy in the world or something. He's massive.
It's a big, big
Wait, what height is he? About 7'9" or something?
No, he's not that big.
7'1" or 7'0" Apparently, the Dirt Sheets are saying it's Vince that's been involved in this. This is all the chat at the moment.
I mean, it's like
I have to laugh at that. It's as if like Vince was the only one that could book like matches like that.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Well, that must be a Vince match because it's big heavy guys against each other. It's like, no, everybody that watches wrestling is obsessive. Like, there's casual fans that watch it and all that would like to see that match. Two big guys. You know what I mean?
It's just bullshit, isn't it? Because it was Vince that put Sami Zayn with the Bloodline.
That is true.
Do you know what I mean? That's his fucking thing. You know what I mean? And everybody's like, well, this must be fucking Darth Vince, while the payoff to the biggest fucking, you know what I mean?
Aye.
He set up. Like, shut up. Well, look at this fucking name, man. I don't know what this name is. ACDSSCO wants to put Orgredo in the Berju, appearing at the Square Go. Berju, by the way, he's been in my sitcom, The Scots, as well.
Was he in it?
He was with Jester, wasn't he?
I forgot about that.
And he was taking his clothes off and that, and getting ready to do stuff and all that. And the woman actors on the show were all like, "Oh, get him!" So that's him. He was in taking a few shots at some people. And Akadiskisko, whatever this fucking name is, wants to bury Vinnie Mac being banked in the booking with Lesnar against Omos. Come on. Beppe wants to put Rab Grado and John in the lovely staff at Box for a cracking day on Sunday. Utterly hilarious. And a nicer bunch of people you couldn't meet. Well done to you all. Very nice, Beppe. Thank you. And wants to bury the rumours of Punk coming back. No thanks. John wants to bury the ticket prices for Money in the Bank. Probably just better flying to America for WrestleMania or Royal Rumble next year. Good point. Good point. Stuart is 100% burying John's Che Guevara look at the live show. John turned up. I would actually even say it's a bit of a Sami Zayn look you had. Was it not?
I did. I decided to wear my bonnet. I said to Ryan, who was also helping us out at the show, should I wear the bonnet or no? And he said, wear the bonnet. Wear the bonnet. You look like Sami Zayn. I said, do you know what? I'm going to do that because Sami Zayn.
What a conversation. All right, Ryan, think I should wear my hat.
I know, too.
Oh, sure. You look like Sami Zayn. When you go
two grown adults having that conversation. Beazle Bryce wants to put out the live show. Haven't laughed so much in ages. That's what we want to hear, isn't it, Grado?
That's what we want to hear.
And Barry, my mate Kelman, getting locked in the toilets well after the show. Had to go save him. Never seen someone leave a pub so swiftly after that happened. That's embarrassing, doing some laughing. Andy wants to put over, did I get my granny pregnant? Got a live show, you'll know what that is. And once they bury it, nobody at that point shouting, hello, granny.
That was an opportunity missed.
Brad wants to put Dominic Mysterio for being an annoying wee dick. Amen, he's great. And wants to bury Omos for being absolutely shite. Hopefully just have Lesnar F5 him 20 times at Mania. And we got to put over here for Lewis for the live show as well. Some boy. Woo! So, we've got Neil Astor Wrestling Daft this week, but we thought instead we'd answer some of the questions for the Q&A that we never got around to during the live show. So we go to some punters to write down some questions, and it'd be good to answer some of these now. Well, we have a chance.
Let's hear it, John. There's so much stuff got dropped from the live show because we just went totally over and we're just like, yeah, we'll just pay everything in. And Grado said, we'll not get a chance to do any of it. And he was right. So here we go, right? Here's some of the Q&As that we didn't get to tell on the live show. I've just picked these out at random from everyone that put a question forward. So here we go. Is Ready to Rumble a good film?
John, I've not saw that since I first watched it. I remember getting it at my gran's about 20 years ago. In fact, more than 20 years ago now. It was at the video show in Kowloon, and I remember getting it. I wasn't much a WCW guy at the time. I'd like to go back and watch that. There's one line that I can remember, one line that sticks out. Who is it? Is it David Arquette that says it? But he, because I think DDP's the bad guy in the film, am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
And David Arquette goes at us, he does a diamond, and he goes, hey, DDP, diamond upside down's a pussy!
Well, I can answer the question. It is not a good film.
There you go.
Right. I would like to see it again as well, actually. I've not seen it in a long time. I'd like to see it again. It's a weird one, isn't it? Because it's no one you ever see on a streaming service. It's the one you ever see popping up on a Netflix or an Amazon.
What do you hear folk talking about it, Rab? You never, like, even like wrestling, you never hear. Mm-mm. Nah.
Ian Drew Dice Clay doesn't really even talk about it much. Your man for the kind of nostalgic, you know.
He should go into a report. I would like him to do a thread on Ready to Rumble.
Maybe, I'm sure maybe we should do an episode about it. Maybe we should watch it and dig right into it.
Because was the deal, though, that Canyon was like the head stuntman? He was, he not like the head stuntman or not? I remember that as well.
They had that mad sale situation, didn't they, at the end of the film that they did actually on the pay-per-view as well.
That's remember? Right. And it was Canyon who took the bump off it, didn't he?
I think so, aye.
Cracker, they.
You know who's the man to talk to about that film, by the way? DDP.
Good shout.
DDP. Right, what else you got, John?
Do you think we will see a Two Doors Down stroke Scots crossover episode?
I don't think they exist in the same world.
No, that would be a bit strange. It's a bit strange. That would be unusual.
Maybe for comic relief.
Aye, maybe for comic relief.
Wait, that's a shout.
It's not a bad idea for like some children in need or something.
I like your character bumping into Christine and then see Smith in the shops or something like that would be quite funny.
Aye, or like somebody fae Two Doors Down coming in to get Botox done, fae.
Aye.
That would be something, that would be interesting.
That could work.
Who do you think would be a good actor to be cast as a wrestler since Chris Hemsworth is going to be Hogan? Maybe Warwick Davis is Daniel Bryan, says this person. Who do you think, which actor do you think would be the best cast to be a wrestler?
I think Christian Bale, the way he looked in The Machinist, as Adam Cole.
That's a good shout.
Yeah. Anyone else?
In all seriousness, who would be good cast as a wrestler? Who would play a good wrestler?
By the way, let me just hold on. What did you say there?
The Machinist, Christian Bale.
No. Well, and what character did he play in that film?
In The Machinist.
Aye, what was he?
Wee skinny guy.
I don't remember the character's name, but. Was he the Machinist?
No, because I've hardly saw it. There's so many films that I've never saw, and I done that thing where I went, oh, that's a good one, and I don't even know what you're talking about. But I'm thinking, is an underlying thing? Was he no well or something?
Google Christian Bale, The Machinist.
I've pure gone be dead serious here going, aye, that's a good one. That's a good one. Kidding on, I know what you're talking about. Christian Bale, The Machinist.
Yeah.
I've got that rap. I'm going, aye, that's a good one. That's a good shout. People try to show after I've seen the film and then just clicked on a bit. There's something, there's a gag in that.
You're still in fucking breakfast radio mode. I know that's what he's doing, fucking breakfast radio's kid on, you know, things that are going on. No, I've seen that great show. No, that's a great show. I did it all. See, when I'm listening to fucking breakfast radio all the time, I'm going, you know, you'll hear George Bowie, you hear Crofty or something, and they're going like that. That's a great movie, that. Great movie. I'm like, you've not fucking seen it. You've not seen it.
That's so funny, man.
He's another one, John.
Okay, how would you separate the Universal and World title effectively? How would you book it? Like, separate, getting the two belts off of Roman and separating them?
Is it not going to be all for one?
It's all for one, I'm sure.
No, it's not. It's for the both. It's for the joint titles at for Cody.
No, that's what I mean. It's all for aye. The. Aye. So yeah. The question is, Mel, how would you get it off Cody? How would you split it?
I don't get this. I don't get your line of question here.
Right, Roman has the two belts. How would you split them? How would you get one belt on someone and one belt on someone else?
But is it not just the one belt?
No, there's two belts still.
Right, but. What is it? What's it? What is
you've
it?
You've got
is
the Universal it? Championship and you've got the WWE Championship.
Right, and so what's Cody fighting for then?
Both of them, undisputed.
So you just get one belt?
No, you carry two belts, the Raw and SmackDown one. Roman Reigns is cutting a bit with two belts.
Right.
But he's the undisputed champion, but he has two different belts. So there's this thing, right, it's called the wrestling credo, right? Right, so John, here's what I would do.
Right.
Cody wins, and then on the Raw, after Cody beats Roman Reigns for the undisputed title, he relinquishes one of the belts.
No, shut up, that's
because
stupid.
He says, shush, Gradle, shush, listen to this, listen to this. Right, okay. Because he says, you know, that his dad always wanted to achieve this dream of winning this title, and it's the lineage of this title. It's the fucking, it's the world title. No, the universal title. It's the world title. It's the lineage of this title that he was wanting to hang me. He says, this is enough of a dream for him, and he feels that other people should be able to compete to finish their stories and pursue their dreams. And so he relinquishes the other belt. It'd be a big baby face move, and he could walk about with that strap. But I don't think, what I think they should just do is just have go back to the fucking Golden Eagle and get rid of the two fucking stinkers.
Maybe that'll happen. That'll maybe happen. That's a good shout.
Did something else say in this podcast that Cody Rhodes, if he wins it, he's going to bring back the Winged Eagle or something like that?
Well, he put up a picture of the Winged Eagle on his Twitter, so he's teasing that. You know,
that'd be a good one, right?
But you know what they'll do with how many, what's the most successful belt to sell? Because that's a big moneymaker for them now, is these belts.
I was reading about this, but I think the spinner was a big seller as well.
That's crazy. I think, and you know, most folk hated it. Do you know what I mean? But the likes of the Waynes and all that love it. All.
Aye, the Waynes love the spinner, I think. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right, who'd make a better First Minister, Rab or Grado?
Oh, fuck.
Me, because Grado's got way too many skeletons in his cupboard that would come out if he became a politician.
This is very, very true.
Next question, that is done.
That's done. How would you book Rab's ICW debut? If Rab was to debut at ICW, how would you book it, Grado?
How would you book a 45-year-old guy debuting as a wrestler in ICW?
But you've been in ICW before?
I know, but I've no wrestled. They're talking about a wrestler, I think. Is that what they're meaning, as a wrestler, John?
I think so. If you were to debut as a wrestler in ICW, how would you book it?
I think the way I've got an idea how I would do it, what it would be was I know
what I'd call yourself, because see the amount of people that keep messaging me going how much you're like Billy Corgan, that could be a name, but no Billy Corgan, it would be like a, you know, NXT name sometimes.
What about Bad Boy Billy Organ?
Aye, do you know what I mean? Like that kind of idea.
I could be Bad Boy Billy Organ, and the reason why I've joined ICW is because a lassie fell on my head. I was at a show. And a lassie fell on my head for the balcony, and it's knocked me a bit daft. And I'm fucking.
That's perfect.
I mean,
book it. And finally, final question. This is probably more for the live show. Would Rab have had a nicer kip in the new toilets in the box as he did the last time?
See, this is what confused me when I went in the box, right? Because I was like, in my mind's eye, the toilets weren't they downstairs. I don't remember the toilets being downstairs. Maybe they were.
They were.
I remember
no!
the toilets
there. No!
Remember the toilets being up the back.
Hi, Rob. That's a good
because I remember opening the door of the toilet and looking out, and I was looking out onto the bar. I wasn't climbing up loads of stairs and all that, because probably if that had happened, I'd have tried to go out the fire escape or something. Rob, I wouldn't have went through the front of the shop.
I think that's bang on, because in my head, because is the toilets know where that bit was where we sat? Remember,
aye,
at the start of the show,
aye,
the toilets were there,
and then
at the back, there was a sort of...
So they've extended it, they've put the toilets downstairs and they've extended the bar, because box was weirder than that in the past wasn't it? It was always a good bar box, but after being in it at the weekend there, I think it's even better. It's bigger, it looks great. I think it's...
We need to do a night where it's at night.
Well, you guys missed the disco, the wrestling daft disco afterwards. It was, by the way, went down a storm.
Explain to us what it was. What was it?
Aye, but I'm laughing because did John no go at Rab, are you still about not at the disco zone? And Rab was like, mate, I'm in Helensburgh.
Aye, Rab just fucked off without saying cheerio everyone. He was out the door. I'm like, okay, where's Rab going here? Alright, I'll see you later. And ploughed on with the old wrestling daft disco, got torn into the red stripe. Brilliant.
I should have got somebody to do the old Shawn Michaels. Rab Florence has left the building. Thank you enough. Fucking but what was the wrestling disco? What did you play wrestling entrance themes and stuff?
Aye. Played wrestling.
Were people dancing?
People were giving it all the actions. I played like the one that went down the best was the Bobby Roode. I put on the old Bobby Roode and everyone was giving it glorious.
Glorious.
So that was good.
Any winching?
No winching, no. There's only five girls there, Grado, remember?
What is that? Go ahead, it's 2023, John. Anyway.
Well, listen, it was an absolute pleasure meeting you two guys and talking about podcasts. What the fuck is that? That is the worst fucking outro of a podcast ever. It was fun meeting you two guys and talking about podcasts. That's just a guy who just wants to get off the show, and he just wants the show to end. It was great talking about podcasts, guys. But it's time to go. Listen, thanks again, everybody, for coming along to Wrestling Daft Live. We will definitely do it again because we had a blast, didn't we, Grado? We had a great time.
Oh, man. I mean, I really, really, really did enjoy it. I just wish I didn't have wrestling on. It was nailed
fun. We should do it at night. Do you not think we should do a nighttime one next time? We should do some kind of nighttime thing. Then you can have a proper wrestling disco afterwards, John, and people can just have a drink without worrying about.
I think you would do it later next time and maybe like start it at 5.
I know, 2 o'clock.
We start it later next time. There's a couple of learns, and well, definitely the biggest learn is don't have the football on in the middle because everyone gets pissed, especially Grado. Though that was quite, it did work out well in the end.
Where is it you're doing Falkirk Daft Live? Where are you doing that?
Maybe behind the wall. Behind the wall, so that's a smaller venue.
Behind an actual wall?
Was it behind the wall in Falkirk? Very famous pub.
Right, nice. Are you got any special guests coming along for it? Do you need to promote it? You want to promote it here?
Well, it's not. We've not got it fully booked yet because basically they moved the old firm. We're going to do it the day of the Falkirk Dunfermline match, but then they moved the old firm to the midday kickoff. So, luckily, this time I checked before booking it. So, they moved the old firm kickoff, so the old firm's fucked it again for me. So, we're
going to think that Celtic and the Rangers boards are on the phone to each other going, right, John's organised another fucking line. So, we need to. Right, okay, so a pleasure, guys. Have a good night. Have a great weekend. Everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week. You'll see and hear from us next week. This has been Wrestling Daft. It's yourself, up the road.
Up the road, it's yourself, 11.